فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us again in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Today, inshallah, we are going to have a look at the attributes, one of the attributes and the sifat that is mentioned in Tajweed. It's called Al-Ghunna. But before we talk about the Ghunna, I would like to mention something that I have missed last time in the Ikhfa. And I have promised to explain the meaning of the mnemonic word of Imam Al-Jamzuri. Imam Al-Jamzuri has a manzuma, which is a lyric poem called Tuhfatul Atfal. And Imam Al-Jamzuri, actually, he died around 1780 in Egypt, and he made this manzuma, which is similar to Imam Al-Jazari Al-Muqaddimah. And a lot of people and a lot of madrasas and schools use this manzuma as a reference for the tajweed. And he says about the letters of Ikhfa, the 15 letters in a mnemonic verse and a poetry, صف ذا ثنى كم جاد شخص قد سما دم طيبا زد في تقى ضع ظالما. And the meaning more or less about the صف ذا ثنى, because I have promised to mention the meaning, so I'm going through that. It means sif from the sifa, which is the wasf and describing and praising the person who has the quality, a thana. Kam jada shakhsun qad sama, and the meaning more or less is how this person, the shakhs, is gone higher in his or her qualities, and this person is trying to describe sif dha thana. كم جاد شخص قد سما. سما means being in a higher state, as a sama, which means the sky. And then he started making dua by saying دم طيبا, be good. And he made a dua to stay along with the goodness. زد في تقى, and made a dua for the person to stay with the taqwa, and to have the bewaring of Allah, and to have that ziyada, the increase of taqwa. ضع ظالما, which means leave those persons and those people who have the quality of oppression and zulm. So this is the meaning more or less of Imam Al-Jamzuri, that in a mnemonic word he made the 15 letters of ikhfa. So today, inshallah, we are going to talk about the ghunna, and this ghunna is one of the qualities that the ulama mention always in the tajweed books. And the makhraj of this ghunna is the nostrils or the nasals, which means simply it's from the nose. There is no work for the tongue for this ghunna. So if you say inna, there's nothing to do with the tongue, there's nothing to do with the lips, but actually this part of the ghunna comes from the nostrils and the nose. So it is a quality that always remains a part of the two letters in Arabic language, noon and meem. No matter how the noon it is, with the fatha, with the dhamma, with the shadda, with the sukun and so on, but when we talk about the rules of noon sakina and tanween, or meem, rules of meem sakina, and the ulama mention the rules, and they say with his ghunna, observe this ghunna, and the part of the noon that comes with the tip of the tongue touching the gums behind the top teeth, the incisors, by saying an, that's the mechanism of the tongue by touching the back of the incisors and producing the result of the letter of the noon. The quality and the attribute comes later. So which means the first mechanism is the articulation an, and the second is that producing of the ghunna from the nose. So the two mechanisms here, the first part, which is the use of the tongue, and the second part is the nose. So this is the ghunna. Similarly for the lips, the makhraj is from the lips, so the lips will come together and hit and hold each other by saying am, then the noon will come later on. Of course this is all in a fraction of a second, but the ghunna is a quality that is always remain in the Mim and the Noon. Now, how the ulama have described this is they have divided the Ghunna's attribute, which means how long and how it comes. The ulama say that the Ghunna, the duration of the Ghunna is 2 seconds. The only thing that it will remain in a normal stage, which is the basic stage that just an, without any increase of seconds, which means 2 seconds, two haraka, by saying, for example, if I say, in, thumma, so this is a ghunna produced by the mechanism of the articulation of the makhraj of the lips or the tongue, but the last part has been produced by the nose, and that is the ghunna, and the duration is 2 seconds. Sometimes it goes into the perfect state, and sometimes it goes to the lower state. The lower states are 2 states. Number one is the sukun, and the last one is the haraka, which means every time in the Quran, so anywhere in the Quran al-Kareem, you find a word that is followed by nun sakina, nun with the sukun, or nun with the haraka followed by the letters of izhar, then the nun sakina, the ghunna, remains in the nun sakina into the least ghunna, which is just an, which is the basics of the ghunna. Similarly for the haraka, so na, ma, mu. So that quality of the ghunna always remain with the letter of the noon and the mim no matter what. So it is fatha or a dhamma or a kasra or a sukun or a tanween and so on. But the only thing that the highest state and the highest sounding of the ghunna would be in these three parts. The part number one, that is al-mushaddad. The ulama call it al-mushaddad because it has the tashdeed, the little bird above the letter. The kids call it the shadda. So if a noon or a mim comes with the shadda, let's take an example. Noon and mim with the shadda, for example. Inna thumma yamunnuna ummatan. So this came with the shadda. At the end, even if you say thum in, as long as the shadda is there, the ghunna will go into 2 seconds. So if it's in the middle of the word, such as hammalat al-hatab min masad in nasha, so idgham is idgham kamil bi ghunna. Idgham kamil, the complete idgham, as we have mentioned in the rules of idgham, or idgham mithlain, as we mentioned in the rules of mim sakina, such الذي أطعمهم من, as you say الذي أطعمهم من جوع, that mim sakina comes also with 2 seconds, or idgham the ba with the mim. This is only one in the Quran. It's called idgham mutajanis in Surah Hud. يا بني اركب معنا, supposed to be اركب معنا. In other قراءات they mentioned يا بني اركب معنا with إظهار الباء, but we're talking here in رواية حفص من طريق الشاطبية that you need to eliminate that ba and mention the ميم. So يا بني اركب معنا. And also the idgham of the lam al-shamsiyya, which is, say, say al-nas. Instead of saying al-nas, you would say an-nas, an-nur, such as in Surah Qul A'udhu bi Rabbi al-Nas. So if you read Qul A'udhu bi Rabbi al-Nas, you will find a lot of examples of idgham, idgham al-shamsi, which means the ghunna, into the highest status. Excuse me. So in this case, there are 2 seconds. So similarly, the second part, one of the three parts, so we mentioned either with the shadda, and the second one with idgham. The idgham, as we mentioned, idgham naqis, the incomplete idgham, such فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِن وَاق. Similarly to this one. The third one is the ikhfa. So if it comes in ikhfa haqiqi, or with the qalb, In this case also, you need to make that غنى into 2 seconds. So, for example, ماء ثجاجا وكأسا دهاقا ومن يعتصم, similarly here, ومن يعتصم, this غنى, يعتصم بالله, this also غنى, ترميهم بحجارة, either in إخفاء حقيقي, which is the إخفاء of the 15 letters, or the قلب, or the إخفاء شفوي. The three stages of the غنى into the highest 2 seconds is in the, whenever it comes with the شدة, whenever it comes in إدغام, and whenever it comes into the إخفاء, either in the قلب. So these are the three stages with 2 seconds. The other one, it comes into إظهار. So إن هو من أحد لكم فيها. So this one, it doesn't appear really, but the غنى remains all the time with the نون and the ميم ساكنة, because it resides in the نون. It remains there, but it's not audible. It is not really... you cannot really feel it, but the least of it exists in the mechanism of the articulation, which is the last part of the mechanism. So, and the last one is the fifth one, which also similar to the sukun, the fatha, dhamma, kasra. So you say na'mal, we say najma'. So whenever the ghunna comes in the Quran, we need to produce it with 2 seconds. The first part is either the use of the tongue with the noon, or the use of the lips, but the second part is the ghunna produced by the nasals. We said there are 5 stages. The 3 stages are 2 seconds with the tashdeed al-mushaddad, like inna thumma, like hammalat al-hatab, or idgham mithlain, or so on. And then the second stage is idgham naqis, the incomplete idgham, such as min waq faman ya'mal. And the third one is ikhfa and إخفاء شفوي, which is القلب. So أنبئهم سميع بصير. All of these 3 stages are 2 seconds. The only stage which is the least one, it just comes normally as the noon. It is with the إظهار as the سكون, noon with the سكون and ميم with the سكون, or noon and ميم with the فتحة ضمة كسرة with the short vowels. So the last thing I'd like to mention, that every time you find in the Quran in the إخفاء specifically, followed by ta, va, dad, qaf. This is the example of letters in the Quran, or sad, in the letters of ikhfa specifically, then you need to make that tafkhim, which means because the letter is mufakham, the letter is a full mouth, such as qaf, then the ghunna existing in the ikhfa would be accordingly. So, balance that, inshallah. We will see that later on in when we start practicing some of the ayat and some of the surahs in the Quran. For inshallah, next time I would be talking about inshallah, sending some tips and talking about inshallah, probably the mudud. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. And please subscribe to the feed and use iTunes. Keep and give comments in the website, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim minat taji wal hulaa.